Welcome to the Shepherd Thoughts Podcast, an audio resource that encourages biblical thinking for biblical living as we follow the Lord Jesus Christ, our Good Shepherd. For more episodes and other helpful resources online, visit shepherdthoughts.com. And now, here's your host, Pastor Thomas Overmiller.
Welcome to Shepherd Thoughts, episode 163. This is Pastor Thomas Overmiller. Did you know that you become what you worship? According to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, you are made in the image and likeness of God. The word image, zhelem, refers to something like a carved statue, and the word likeness, damuth, refers to something like a pencil sketch. In both cases, these words, the carved statue, the pencil sketch, describe one thing that in turn resembles something else, though not entirely. Just as both a granite statue and a charcoal drawing of a lion, for instance, will look like a lion, even so has God designed you as a human being to resemble His creative, loving, and holy nature. To be made in the image and likeness of God does not mean that you look like God in the sense that your body looks like God's body or something like that. That's not what it means. What it means is that through your body and every other aspect of your life, your character, your nature, your behavior, your spirit, your attitude, your actions, in these different things that God has made of you, He intends for you to resemble Him in social, emotional, intellectual, most of all, in spiritual ways. In other words, God has made you to reflect Him. You are a reflective creature. Because of sin, you and I fall short of God's intention, and we do not reflect His nature as He desires or as He deserves. In our failure, however, we do not cease to be reflective. When we cease to reflect God's good nature, we end up reflecting the nature of another God instead. Jesus explained this bluntly when he said, "You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do." John 8:44. When you refuse to emulate God as He desires because of sin, then you also refuse to worship Him as He deserves. Even so, when you make this choice, you do not cease to worship. You only change the object of your worship. God made you as a worshipful and reflective being. This means that you not only will worship someone or something, but you must worship. You must worship. That's who you are. You're a worshipful being. What's more, whatever you worship, whatever you choose to worship, that is what you choose to become. That is what you choose to emulate. That is what you choose to reflect. Referring to idol worship, in Psalm 115 and verse 8, David writes, "Those who make them idols are like them. So is everyone who trusts in them." Psalm 135, verse 18, later repeats this fascinating observation that those who make idols become like their idols. Together, these lines of Hebrew poetry and these places in the Psalter reveal that you become like the gods that you worship. That which you choose to worship, whether God, the right choice, or someone or something else which He has created, which is always going to be the wrong choice, will strongly influence the kind of person that you become. One man named Greg Beale says, "We resemble what we revere, either for ruin or destruction." To illustrate this inescapable dynamic, pause to consider two examples from the Old Testament. When Israel turned away from the Lord in the wilderness to worship a golden calf, Moses portrayed them as people who, quote-unquote, turned aside quickly out of the way, Exodus 32:8. He also described them as stiff-necked, meaning difficult and stubborn. These portrayals resemble the undesirable and difficult characteristics of all things, cattle. And they appear throughout the Old Testament, from the golden calf debacle and beyond. Centuries after that event, the prophet Hosea said, "For Israel is stubborn, like a stubborn calf." Hosea 4:16. Israel chose to worship a cow, and Israel behaved like a cow. As another example, consider how the Lord describes Israel's choice to worship Baal, the Canaanite fertility god, after they had settled into the land of Palestine. 2 Kings 17:15 reads, "Thus says the Lord, what injustice have your fathers found in me, that they have gone far from me, have followed idols, and have become idolaters?" The prophet Jeremiah later says, "They rejected his statutes and his covenant that he had made with their fathers, and his testimonies which he had testified against them. They followed idols, became idolaters." Jeremiah 2:5. The recurring phrase here in these two verses, "they followed idols and became idolaters," translates a word which means vanity, emptiness, or nothing, as idols. Knowing this, you can translate this phrase in this way: they followed nothing and became nothing. This is a little bit awkward in translation. It conveys the essence, though, of this statement very well. Through this, we see once again that Israel became like the god they had worshipped. Having worshipped vain and worthless idols, they became vain people, living worthless lives as a result. In the New Testament, Paul describes a similar problem as he portrays what happens when people refuse to worship the one true Creator God as he deserves and desires. Romans 1, verse 18, and the following verses, you can read them yourself all the way to verse 32. What he describes in these verses is that when people choose to worship things in creation, refusing to worship the God who made everything, they end up worshiping other people and creatures from the animal kingdom instead. Paul describes this as exchanging the truth of God for the lie, and worshiping and serving the creature rather than the Creator. As a result of this foolish choice, people end up thinking and behaving like, of all things, animals. Read Romans 1:24. Read Romans 1:26 through 32, and what you'll find is animal behavior. This highlights a fascinating contrast. When you choose to worship the one true God who made all things, then you move in a forward direction and change in an upward way, reflecting more and more of the noble, holy, and loving nature of God. When you worship God, you grow to reflect Him more and more. You become like the God you worship. But when you choose to worship other human beings, animals, and lower aspects of God's creation, then you move in a downward way, reflecting less and less of the character of God. Notice this downward progression in the way that Paul describes man, then birds, then four-footed animals, then creeping animals. Man is the pinnacle of creation, then stepping down to birds who fly in the sky, then four-footed animals who walk on the ground, then creeping animals who crawl on the ground. You see the downward progression there? So the question before you and me today is simple. Who or what are you worshiping? Are you worshiping God and moving in an upward direction? Are you worshiping God and becoming more like Him? Or are you worshiping someone or something else as you do lip service to God or reject Him entirely? Regardless of how you answer, one thing is true. In either case, you are becoming like the God or the gods that you worship. I hope that this thought will challenge your heart and stir you to worship the God who made all things. May He richly bless you.
This This has been another edition of the Shepherd Thoughts Podcast. For more episodes and other helpful resources online, visit shepherdthoughts.com. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ enable you to devote your heart and mind to biblical thinking for biblical living. Thank you for listening.